The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For Hetre Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Zvachim Dav Samach Vav. Yesterday we spoke about the fact that it's usher to be mazik another person. We learned out of the pasuk according to some achrayim from Lo Yichasenu. And we spoke about some ramifications of this halacha. And cases where Bezdin will obligate a person to pay because of the fact that it's usher to be mazik another person. There was another very interesting case where a person signed up his daughter to send her to primary in a certain school. And then, after a few weeks, he met a neighbor of his who said, oh, we happen to be doing something very interesting this year. We are creating a homeschooling group in our neighborhood, and there's going to be a number of parents who are going to be homeschooling their children. And this parent is very, the parent who signed up the child for the school is decided that this would be a good idea, and he decided to homeschool his daughter instead of to send it to that homeschooling group. So he called up the school and he wanted to back out. The school said, we reserved the slot for you, and therefore we turned away others, and therefore it's you have to pay us for the year. And the school actually was even asking to pay for all 8 years through the end of elementary school, or 9 years, whatever it is. Very interesting. Apparently the school feels that children are signed up for life. Whatever it is, what happened was that usually when it comes to Schiris Poilim, the halacha is that if a person tells Poilim workers he's gonna hire them the next day, and the person does not back out in time for the workers to get another job, and when he backs out, the workers can't get hired by anybody else, the halacha is that the Baal Bayis has to pay. Because he caused the workers a hefset, he caused them a loss that they can't get another job for the next day. In a case where the workers anyways wouldn't have been able to get another job, the halacha is that the Baal Bayis does not have to pay. So if the school would not have been able to find other students to fill the slot, the halacha is that the parent would not have to pay. There's another issue over here. So one issue was that it was not 100% clear whether or not the school would have been able to fill the slot. It was a suffix. Another issue was that the school and the parent did not come to a full meeting of minds about the tuition payment. Obviously, they would have been able to come to a meeting of minds had this other option not come up, but there was not full agreement about the exact amount of tuition payment that the parent would have to pay. Therefore, when it comes to general questions about agreements, as far as sales are concerned or hiring workers are concerned, generally speaking, we don't have a commitment until we know that both parties agree to the price, because otherwise the thing might not actually end up working out. So, because of these two reasons, it was not likely that the parent would be chayiv to pay from a strictly hilchas schiris poilim point of view. However, I was thinking about another possibility, and we'll see that this possibility did not end up being the halacha. I spoke it over with a number of paiskim, and I spoke it over with my Rebbe Reb Shlomo Miller Shlita, and it seemed that this possibility is not correct, but it's interesting to discuss this possibility as a possible ramification of the halacha that we were speaking about yesterday. When it discusses Schiris Poilim, the fact that if a Baal Bayis backs out and the workers anyways couldn't have gotten another job, or the workers might still be able to get another job, it says over there that the Baal Bayis is potter. Why is Baal Bayis potter? Because he did not cause them a hezek. They anyways wouldn't have been able to get another job, so there's no hezek. The case that's generally discussed over there is a situation where the Baal Bayis does not need the work to be done. Something happened. It's the Baal Bayis' fault, because the Baal Bayis could have found out about it. and he could have been more proactive in making sure that he gave the workers a honest assessment of whether or not there's going to be work. But something ended up happening which makes it not relevant for the workers to do the work. So at the end of the day, there's no work to be done. The question is, whose fault is it? Who caused the situation? Is it the Baal Bayis or is it the workers? And there's another question, whether or not the Baal Bayis ended up causing a hezek to the workers, or perhaps they wouldn't have had work anyways. That's all fine and well where the work doesn't actually exist anymore. The question is, perhaps in our case, it's a little bit different. Why? Because in our case, if we'll assume that what this parent is doing is a very strange thing, the fact that he chose to homeschool his child is very much out of the ordinary, and 99% of parents would not see that as a viable option. So it's possible that the Bezdin will say, when this parent says, I want to homeschool my child, and therefore I don't want to send my child to your school, it's not, what happened over here was not that the work doesn't exist, that the work is not relevant. The work is very much relevant. There's still a child who needs schooling. Most parents, the vast majority of parents, would see such a situation and say, I need a worker for my job. I need to have a school for my daughter. This parent, by choosing to be different from everybody else and assume that it's better for his daughter not to have schooling and to have homeschooling rather, that parent is putting himself in a situation where he's creating the lack of a job. The job really, from an objective point of view, does exist. There is work to be done. However, the parent is destroying the job. He's physically destroying the job by deciding against the, perhaps even the better interests of his child. He's choosing to decide that it's not good for his child to go to school, and it's better for his child to be homeschooled, which there were no mitigating factors to help him reach such a conclusion. There's nothing about his child that indicates that it's better for this child not to be sent to school. He's just making a choice. He's making what most people would consider to be a poor choice, and deciding to nullify the existence of work and to destroy the job that should exist under normal circumstances. To normal parents, there is a very, very big need for to have a school to send to. And therefore, this parent is physically destroying the job for the workers. So, in other words, it's not a situation where the work doesn't exist, but the parent is going, the Baal Bayis is going ahead and stopping the workers from working, even though there's no reason for him to do that. So I was thinking that perhaps this is a comparison to this halach of the Mordechai and the Bir Agra. One could argue that in such a situation, let's say usually when it's a suffix, when we don't know whether or not the worker would be able to find other work. So we say, the worker is trying to make a claim against the Baal Bayis, that the Baal Bayis caused them a hafsid. Baal Bayis says, prove it to me. Prove it to me that you would have been able to get another job. If you can't prove it, so then, or if there's a dispute about that, it's not 100% clear, so then the halacha will be that the Baal Bayis doesn't have to pay because I'm Yitzchak Revel V'raya. The onus of proof is on the worker who's the plaintiff in this case and trying to make the Baal Bayis pay. However, in a situation where the Baal Bayis is going and actively creating hezek and perpetrating an act of hezek right now against the worker because the work does exist and the Baal Bayis does have the ability and should be willing to give the worker the work, and he's choosing not to give the work to the worker, and thereby possibly causing the worker hezek. It's possible. I was thinking that it could be that an argument could be made that the Baal Bayis should be stopped from doing that. Bezdin would have to step in and tell the Baal Bayis, "You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to stop the worker from doing the work because, from an objective point of view, it's good for the child to be sent to the school, and therefore." The Baal Bayis would be not, Bezdin would have to stop the Baal Bayis from doing this, even though the hezek is not 100%. We don't know for sure that the school would have been able to find other children. And like we said before, there was no meeting of the minds on the exact amount of tuition payment. So there's no full agreement. So from a point of view of hezek after the fact, we would say that the Baal Bayis is potter. When we're dealing before the fact, before the hezek has actually been completed, while it's still possible to salvage a situation, and for the Baal Bayis to decide, to make the right decision, to send his child to school rather than acting and doing strange things and homeschooling his child. Therefore, I was thinking that there might be a possibility to say that the Baal Bayis should be chayiv to send his child to school in order not to be mazik the school. This is all assuming that it's better for the child to go to the school. I'm not taking any position on that. But this was a possibility I was thinking about. L'maisa, I spoke it over with Paiskim and other Dayanim, and the conclusion was that in this situation, for various reasons, the Baal Bayis is not chayiv to pay to the school.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.